I had some things on my heart, and then when I came in this morning, God asked me if I would do something that I want to obey.
Yes, sir.
And do that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's actually, and also, can I encourage you to come tonight? Because I think we'll have, the format tonight will let us get into more of what we are able to do today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's got help for you today.
Yes,
God.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. The second chapter of 1 Corinthians, if you would. Hallelujah. Now, when I come to church, there's things my wife and I, when we go to a service, we always say things on the way to the service. One of the things we say is, I'm getting all I came for.
Yeah, that's right.
And how many would you say that today you came expecting
yes.
something?
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I know you're so well taught here. That offering message, I was like, man, that was revolutionary. Did you hear that? I mean, that was revolutionary. I mean, you want to dismiss and say, okay, come back, just come back, because to digest that, that was so good. I'm in the wrong book. It's 1 Corinthians, which is where I told you, but it's not where I turned. You're familiar with this second chapter. The first couple of verses said, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech," and here's what we want to get to, is this fourth verse particularly. "My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom." You see that?
Yeah.
Man's wisdom.
Yeah.
And he said that in the first verse. It wasn't just excellency of speech. It wasn't that my outline was so perfect or that I rolled my R's, or whatever we would call oratorically
yes.
perfect. That wasn't what marked the message.
Yes.
And it wasn't that my message was from the wisdom of men. You understand, Paul was writing to a Greek culture at that time where wisdom was a big deal. Aristotle, Plato, different ones. And he said, listen, don't confuse this with that.
Right.
He said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Amen.
I like to just say it this way, with a demonstration of spiritual power.
Yes.
So that your faith would not stand in, again, this phrase, the wisdom of men,
right.
but in the power of God.
Amen.
That's a beautiful passage.
It is.
And really, it's what I want to minister to you today a little further in the passage. But if I get into it, there's the chance that I won't get to what God dealt with me to do. So I want to break right here. But this applies. This part about a demonstration of spiritual power.
Amen.
Amen. There's something the Lord wants to do this morning that we'll obey him on. And if you could give me just 1 second to introduce it. When I was in Georgetown, Texas, just a couple weeks ago, your Pastor Craig was there. And I got to sit next to him. And in that meeting, on the Sunday night, God spoke something to my spirit. Now, I'm not one that every other statement out of my mouth is God said this, God said that. I just try. For one reason, he doesn't just talk to me in that way every 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so when I say that, I really mean that he ministered something beyond the norm, because, God could minister something to you from a verse and you could say, well, God spoke this to me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying this was different. This was a little different, that a little more dramatic or prominent than that. Is what I'm trying to say. So I was sitting there, and God, Pastor Nancy Dufresne was actually ministering healing to some people, and I was remarking to the Lord just in my fellowship with Him how easy that flow was, And he ministered this phrase, spoke this phrase to my spirit. He said, I just need the opportunity. Just wanting the opportunity. It was at the end of the service. So, you know, I went home to the hotel room. I was to minister the next morning. And that phrase, that kind of struck me because it was like from his heart. You know, I could sense it was his heart. Please just give me the opportunity. And as I ministered to him and just was thanking him for saying that, pondering really what he said, he ministered something further to me. And he spoke this phrase that kind of, it's still, have you ever had something that just, we call it boggles your mind? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Causes a mental kerfuffle?
Yes.
Kerfuffle. We don't say that, honeys, down where I live. We don't say kerfuffle. So it caused a kerfuffle. He spoke this phrase to me. He said, I'm on a healing rampage. Now, you use that word rampage, we think of violence. You know, we think of somebody, and you know, hate to even have to mention it, but the most obvious thing is a shooting rampage. You've heard of it. And the big characteristic about a shooting rampage is that they really are indiscriminate about if you're there and in the... They're not going to apologize, I'm sorry, I wasn't aiming for you. No, they're aiming for... Everybody. That's who they're aiming for. Yeah. Which is great because you don't have to aim. Just get everybody. And he said, I'm on a shooting rampage. And then the third and final part of what he ministered to me, glory to God, he said, you talk a lot about the healing revival of the 1940s and 50s and how healing was in the air.
Yeah, that's right.
And he said, that's back. That's here.
Amen.
And so, I mean, you could just minister that. And I have been since that time ministering healing more in that. And I'll tell you in a second of some of what we've seen just in these couple weeks since then. It's been pretty cool. But, you know, also we're just here a couple services today, you know, and God has put some stuff on my heart to minister from the word and all that. So I wasn't necessarily planning on going there today, but I got up here when I came in and the Lord said, will you give me the opportunity today?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well,
what am I going to say? No, I've got a message that I... just this week... We were in the States, and I was having people come, and this one lady was on crutches, and by the time she got up to the front, she was completely healed, and never. This was the first day of a 4-day meeting, and she never needed crutches the whole rest of the week. And that's just one example. So I want to invite, and I understand there's a number of people, a big number of people here. And so I want to kind of restrict things to just this. First of all, I want to minister to you, but I only want you to come if you'll be healed.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
Now you may say, well, that's up to God. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. How many here, you made the decision to get saved?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Amen. He saved you. And by the way, there's only about 16 people here who raised their hands. So you guys got some work to do. preach that good salvation message. Because So listen, you made the decision to get saved.
Amen.
Didn't you?
Amen.
Huh?
Yes,
he made it available. Yes, he did the saving. Yes, he recreated your spirit. Yes, you passed from death to life. That's amazing stuff. But it didn't happen without you.
That's right. That's right.
So I'm going to say don't come unless you'll be healed. This is up to you.
Yes, sir.
And then secondly, we're talking about physical issues. God will heal all kinds of things in you. And he'll repair a broken heart. Aren't you glad?
Yes.
And he'll help with emotional stuff. But that's not what we're ministering to, because almost everybody could come and say, well, I'm dealing with this. But if you've got a physical issue that you're having trouble getting past it, maybe just with your own faith, and you'd say, I would want help and assistance and some of the anointing that's on your life to help me with that. Is everybody clear what we're talking about? Then I'm going to ask in starting just in this section right in front of me here, if that's you and you say, I want that ministry and I'll come to receive, then lift your hand so I know who you are. Lift your hand, keep it up. That's a good number of people. That's a lot of people. And that's okay. That's okay. I'm going to have you come row by row. So if you're in this first row and you had raised your hand, you come up. And I may ask you, listen, everybody. I may ask you what's going on, what the issue is. There's a reason I'd ask that. If you can't tell me because it's something private or embarrassing, just tell me that that's the case. And no biggie. No biggie. And I may not ask you. Come on up, sister. Right here. What's going on? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you do. Put your own hand on it. Woo! Sis, look at me. What's going on? Yeah. Can I put my hands on it? You okay with it?
Yes.
Next row. Ha, 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 ha. And listen, everybody. I'm going to be led, okay? Are you okay if I'm led? If we don't get to everybody today, maybe we get to some tonight, because it's a big room. There's a lot of people. Is that all right? You let me just be led, as long as the anointing's here and we're supposed to be doing this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're coming to be healed, yeah? Hey, can I say something to you that are coming? I'm going to anyhow. I have the microphone. Can I say something? I'm going to get up here so people can see me. And anybody we might minister to in this way, glory to God. You receive not with your head, right? You receive with your spirit. And you're with your spirit, you're reaching out and you're taking healing power. And I want to tell you something. I want to tell you what the right attitude to receive is. Take it all and don't leave any for anybody else. You might, I'm not just trying to be funny saying it that way, but take it all and take it as though you're not leaving any for anybody else. Does that make sense to you? Okay. Tell me why you came. Can you tell me? Woo! Hallelujah. Tell me why you're coming. Oh. You know, in a lot of cases, the anointing is jumping right in people. Yes. Right. What's going on?
I have ringing in my ears.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Receive. Receive. Sis, what's going on?
Hormonal imbalances.
Okay, put your hands on my hands. Turn them over. There it is. Hey, everybody, keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open, so because we got to move a little quicker. Hello, hello, hello. What's going on? Huh? Put your hands like that. What's going on? Put your hands. Turn your hands over. Put your hands over. Next row. Come on up. When you come up, everybody, keep your eyes open. Put your hands out like this so that I can just grab them. Glory to God. I am going to speed up a little bit. Hallelujah. Oh, that wasn't good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen, the power of God is jumping into people.
Hallelujah.
While I minister this way sometimes, and it's not unusual for every single person to either have 100% results or dramatic improvement right away.
Hallelujah.
Right away. Put your hands out like this. Next row, come on up. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Matter of fact, everybody in this section that you were wanting ministry, go ahead and get lined up in the aisles. Let the ushers direct you. Glory to God. I thought I'd do it that first way, but there's a lot of people. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Woo, glory to God. Put your hands out like this. Put your hands out like this. I'm going to grab your hands when I come by. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. And you'll be healed. You'll be healed. Oh, my, 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 my. Whoa. Oh, oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. I'll come back to you in a second. Ah, my, my, my. Woo. Yay, yay, yay. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Oh, 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 my, 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 my. Ha, 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 ha. Was that everybody in this section? But I'll get to you. Hallelujah. Take a couple steps this way, if you would, sir. Put your hands up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Put your hands out like this, if you would. Turn them over. Turn them over. That way I just grab them real easy. And the power of God, sorry, pastors, the power of God's able to flow, flow. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. In this section over here, raise your hand if you need healing. That's good. One person, that's fine. That's fine if it's one person or two or three, whatever it is. Amen. Come on up. Come on up. This section here, how many in this set? I want you to raise your hand. Okay. Come on up and join in this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What are we coming for? What's going to happen? We'll be healed. We'll be healed. Amen. Glory to God. I mean, my hands are full of God's anointing right now. And I want to transmit that into you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ready? Watch this. Ah, yay. Yay. For the little, oh, my. Woo! Glory to God. Yay. Healing. Whew. Healing. You ready? Take it. Take it. Take it. You ready? Oh my goodness. Healing. Oh, healing. Whew. Healing. Healing. Take it now. Take it. Now. Ha 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 ha. In this section right here, how many you would want ministry? Raise your hand just so we know how many we're talking about. Okay, let's have you come out, line up in this aisle. Ushers, which aisle's good? Yeah, line up over in this aisle. They'll line you up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many are thankful for the power of God? God wants the opportunity to heal. Just wants the opportunity. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Where are we, ushers, down here? Glory to God. Oh, 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 come on. Oh, oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Freedom. 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 Free. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. 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 Every sickness, every disease must bow. At the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, my, my, my. Thank you, Father, for your anointing. Glory to God. Oh, we praise, we praise, we praise, we praise. We praise, we praise, we praise, we praise, we praise. We bless His name, for He is good. We worship You. Glory, 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 glory. Ha, 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 ha. Everybody's coming this is something physical going on, right? This is not you're just coming to get in the line and see what happens. It's important because if you're in the line and you shouldn't be, what happens is the flow stops. And then it can take a couple people for me to get back in that flow. It's real important that we listen carefully and obey God's instructions. All right, put your hands out like this. That way I'll just grab on them. We're going to come down here. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my. Yeah. Freedom. Ha. Mm. Oh. Mm. Ha. Oh, healing. Ah, take it all, sir. Oh, take it all for the little one. Yeah. Oh, my. Oh.
What's your part,
huh? Ha. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm delighted to obey God. Praise Him. This section, raise your hand if you want to come. Okay, come on, line up in that aisle if you would. This section too, line up now, follow the usher's instructions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Healing is flowing. Power is flowing. Amen. It doesn't matter what the condition is. It doesn't matter how long you've had it. It doesn't matter how impossible it is. Amen. God's a big God. He's a powerful God. Hallelujah. Be free. Ha ha. Be free. Be free. My. Glory to God. Praise. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus. My. Glory to God. We'll invite you, put your hands out like this. Most of you are doing that already. I'm going to grab your hands real quick. Glory to God. Healing. Freedom. Never the same. Ha. Oh, my. Yay. Oh. Yes, sir. Ha. Whoo. Yes. Blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did we get everybody who you want in ministry? All, ushers, you're good. Yeah. Oh, put those hands out. Just. Take a step forward, if you would. Guys, you can get this back down here if you don't mind. Praise the Lord. Can I ask you to lift your hands and just worship God? Thank Him. Bless you, Father. Thank you. Thank you so much. That really helped. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what I know. I know we obeyed God.
Amen.
I know that wasn't my idea. And I know His power was flowing.
Amen.
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 Amen. Is there folk in here that you would say, because I understand some things you wouldn't know until a period of time passes, but is there anybody you say, I've experienced results already? I mean, just one there, one over there, one there. There.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Good. We rejoice. You understand, we walk by faith.
Yeah.
We walk by faith. So it's not like we don't believe we have it if we haven't seen it right this second. But right on the other hand, a lot of things can happen quick. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. It's a rampage.
Amen.
It's a rampage. Praise the Lord. I'm going to get into some of what God has for us. Try to use our time wisely here. Amen. I didn't want to rush, but right on the other hand, I got started and it started flowing faster. So that would be the wisdom of God to get through everybody.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So still in this same passage, can you go back there?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, if we say to say amen, don't give me no weak amen.
Amen.
I want no weak sauce here.
Amen.
Right? Can you say amen real good?
Amen.
That's how you do it. Promise of life. You think it's still a promise. It's a reality.
Yeah.
It's not some future thing.
That's right.
This is reality. You have life now.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Just setting the temperature how I like it. You know, I mean, that's how we do. And so he said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in a demonstration of spiritual power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Now, I want to begin to read some more of this chapter, because there's something so essential in here for the believer. The next verse says, howbeit we speak wisdom. Now, wait a second. I thought he said not with wisdom.
Right?
Right? I thought he said three times already in the first five verses uses this word. It wasn't with fancy speech. It wasn't with fancy wisdom. It wasn't the wisdom of man. Right. But he said, wait a second, but we do speak wisdom.
Yes.
What is wisdom? Wisdom is the right application of knowledge. It's knowing what to do.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Knowing what to do. And he said, we speak wisdom among them. Notice this, that are perfect. And I know you've probably been taught this already here. That word perfect, a good word would just be mature. We speak wisdom among them that are mature or fully developed. We speak wisdom among them, yet not the wisdom of this world. So he distinguishes between worldly wisdom and some other kind of wisdom. You with me? Not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes, or we would say rulers of this world, that come to naught, but we speak, notice this, the wisdom of God in a mystery.
Yeah.
Even hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world to our glory. Now, it didn't say to His glory. God's glory is, when we talk about the glory of God, we're so often referring to the manifestation of His power, the manifestation of His presence.
Yes.
And He desires to manifest Himself in your life,
yes, sir.
Your glory, His manifestation in your life. And so in order to have Him manifest in your life, you're going to need some of His wisdom.
Yes, sir.
And it's hidden, not from you, but for you.
Amen.
None of the princes of this world knew this, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You understand that when the evil spirits that motivated the Romans and different ones and the Jews and all who delivered up Jesus, the evil spirits that were influencing that, they really thought if they could get Jesus on the cross, that they got him, that they had defeated the plan of God, that they won. And Jesus dies, and they think, this is it. This is it. We've won. But they only knew their limited, they didn't know the hidden wisdom of God, which was when Jesus died, was separated from his Father. Glory to God, because he had never sinned and there was no sin in him. The book of Acts said death could not hold him. He was slippery. He was spiritually slippery. Death couldn't maintain its grip on him. And the life of God, like a magnet, the wrath of God was satisfied. And the life of God came back into Jesus almost like a magnet. It came flying back in him. And right there in the presence of devils and demons that were rejoicing, right there it was like, how many remember that movie? I'm back.
Yes, amen.
Why are you watching those movies? Why are you watching that stuff? That's not what you're supposed to be watching. There's a whole lot of people, they wouldn't say amen, but you're like, yeah, I know that. I know that. I'm back. He's back. He was back. He was back.
Amen.
They wouldn't have crucified him if they knew that, because the thing about it is, when he came back, we came back. We were dead in trespasses and sins. But glory to God, we were crucified with Christ. We were buried with him. Glory to God, but we were also made alive, quickened together with him, raised up together, made to sit together in heavenly places.
Amen.
Oh, how would you like to be as dumb as the devil? But we have the wisdom of God, hidden wisdom. And Paul said, we speak that, but only among a certain kind of people.
Yeah.
Not everybody can get that kind of help.
True.
Only those who are perfect or mature or fully developed. Praise the Lord. Verse 9 is a favorite verse of a lot of people. It says, as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Don't you like that verse? God's got things. It said the things that God has prepared. God's got things for your life. He's got blessing for your life. He's got abilities, graces for your life. He's got plans for your life. For most people, God's got another person for your life. Maybe somebody to join you in marriage. Amen. He's got amazing plans, and they're plans that this eye, isn't going to see it.
Come on.
To discover it. You're not going to find out by what you hear with this ear.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So, people love the first part of the verse. Oh, eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, neither's entered into the heart of man the things that God prepared for those that love him. It's like we got these great things, but we don't know them.
Right?
But you know, if you just read the next verse, in most cases, reading the next verse will answer the questions you had, make you look less dumb, make you look a lot smarter. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things. Everybody say the things. The things which God has prepared for them that love them, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches or examines all things, yea, the deep things of God. The things that God has for you are a result of God's infinite wisdom, God's omniscience. Amen. God's all-knowing plan. And these things he has for you, the Spirit of God has full clarity, full sight. Amen. The wisdom of God that you need to know, do this, be here, because this is going to happen. All these things that you wouldn't know to know. These are all clear and fully visible to the Spirit who sees the fullness of the bottomless depths of God. And he's wanting to reveal these things to you. He's wanting to help show these things to you. But only a certain kind of Christian can receive these things. The mature. The one who's developed. Amen. Verse 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Other translations do a better job making this clear. The ESV, English Standard Version, which is a real respected translation, good, real good translation, says imparting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. So God's Spirit desires to reveal to you and I God's things. How does it happen? Well, it says that the Spirit endeavors to reveal God's wisdom to us as spiritual truths are imparted. Stay with me, okay? I'll try not to confuse you too bad. Amen. Whatever mess I make, Pastor Craig will get up and clean it up. I know he can. I know he can. Glory to God. But again, so it's essential that you and I are in position and are going to be able to receive these things. Because they don't come automatically, and although they belong to everybody, they don't come to everybody. Only a certain kind of Christian can receive these things. But really, we need everybody. How many know we need everybody involved in the plan of God? We need everybody getting to this place to where they're spiritually developed and therefore usable. So these next couple of verses are a point that I want to make this morning. Tonight we're going to say some more things, so I'm not going to take too much longer, but can we get through these next just few verses here? Amen. And then we'll let you get to whatever it is you're getting to. Hallelujah. Verse 14 says, but the natural man, you see it? The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit. How many times has this phrase, the things of God? That phrase is so big on the inside of me. There are things that God has for us. There are things God needs us to do. He's got his things. And I don't know about you, I want his things. I like what's attached to his things. Amen. There's the things of God. There's the things of the world. I'm not interested in the things of the world. Amen. I'm interested primarily in the things of the Spirit, the things of God. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit. For those things are foolishness to him, neither can he know them. For they're spiritually discerned, or we could say spiritually recognized. So this is talking here in these next couple of verses about a couple different possible spiritual conditions of people. And this first one he talks about is the natural man, or we could say natural woman. You make me feel like a natural woman. The natural woman. Well, what do we mean natural? What do we mean natural? And natural, nature has to do with the world.
Yes.
Has to do with the earth. The natural person is the person who is confined only to the realm of this natural world and only can partake of the wisdom of this world and the rulers of this world. And really, the natural man would be somebody who's not born again, because that natural person, they're not connected to the God realm.
That's right.
Not connected to the God realm. Go back and listen to Wednesday's message Pastor was talking about, because he was talking about spirit, soul, body, the different parts of you. And if you can identify those different parts of you, that'll help you even with, I didn't get to hear it, but he referenced it, that will help you. But you understand that before you're born again, you are a spirit being.
Yes.
Every person on this planet is a spirit being.
That's right?
That's right. You think spirit beings are just what, you know, what they have on Halloween or something like that, and, you know, ghosts and goblins, but there's a spirit world.
Yes.
Amen. And so we know that demon spirits can, yes, they are spirit beings. There's angelic spirit beings. Come on, no, God is spirit. But did you know that you are a spirit being? You are a spirit being. And so when you're born into this world, you get something called a sin nature. Don't thank me, thank Adam. It came from him.
Yes.
Amen. He sinned. And so the Bible says in Romans 5 that death passed to all men because all have sinned. Well, how did death pass? Well, really, when your daddy and your mama, I'm not going to give you a lesson right now on that, but your daddy and your mama, they come together and you come into the world genetically.
Yes.
You come into the world with a sin nature, and you're spiritually dead and separated from God. So you got God and you got you. You're still a spirit, but you're not connected.
Right?
And so what needs to happen is you need to be born again to where you can become connected to God. When you're born again, it's not your body that was, because Nicodemus didn't get it, did he?
No.
Nicodemus was like, what am I supposed to do? Crawl up? That's gross. So Jesus said, no. Jesus said, listen, that which is born, stay in church. Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. He said, I'm not talking about the flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So it's your spirit that's reborn, the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. And you're connected to God. Now you're alive to God. Well, the natural man is the one who's disconnected.
That's right. That's right.
The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. He can't receive them. He can't receive them because they're spiritually recognized and he is spiritually dead. Not by virtue of what he's done, but by virtue of who he is. Spiritually dead. Dead doesn't mean you don't exist. Dead means you're separated from God, spiritually speaking. Amen. So you don't want to be this natural person. Amen. You want to be born again.
Yes.
The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Verse 15 says, but he that is spiritual. You see it?
Yes.
He is spiritual. Spiritual is short for spiritually developed.
Right.
Spiritually grown. Spiritually mature.
Yes.
Spiritually skilled. Spiritual. He that is spiritual judges or recognizes or discerns all things. Now that's amazing.
It is.
Discerns what?
All things.
All things. What have we been talking about? The things the things that God has for them that love him. The things that God has. The spiritual person gets it all. Pardon me, well, I have a jubilee. That's something I've been saying. Pardon me, well, I get a little excited because I want all of God's plan for me. I just decided when I get to heaven, I don't want to find out all of his plans for me that were on the earth when I get to heaven. I want to intersect things here. I want to step into glory to God, what he has for me here. And it's the spiritually developed individual, he that is spiritual, that can do that. But now there's this third class of spiritual being. Or I should say this third spiritual condition that you can be in. You can be natural. You can be spiritual. But there's a condition in the middle, and it covers a whole lot in the middle. And we want to show you this. He that is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But now the very next verse, which of course wasn't originally separated with a chapter when it was written, right? And I, brethren, I could not speak to you as unto spiritual. In other words, these words which verse 13 talked about, these words which the Holy Spirit teaches that will impart wisdom, impart truth. Paul said, I couldn't get it to you. I couldn't bring it to you. And you could tell he's not all that pleased at the fact that he couldn't get those words over.
That's right.
Huh?
That's
right. And the thing about it is, the church at Corinth was only just a few years old. Yeah. So it doesn't take 15, 20, yeah. 30, 40, 50 years. Amen. You can grow and develop quick.
Amen. Amen. Very
good. This church wasn't that old. And he's like, I want, there's things I want to share with you, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. He said, I couldn't speak unto you as unto spiritual. But now there's this third condition. But as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. So I fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto or up till now, you were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are you able, these next few words, for you are yet carnal. So there's this third condition. A carnal person. He said a carnal person is similar to a babe in Christ. Let me tell you something about babies. Y'all know about babies. Yeah. Because I got to say hello to one earlier. What percentage of your family's monthly income does that baby generate?
Zero.
How much of the house does she clean? Meals? How many of the meals does... Running errands? Why? She's a baby. Babies are lovable, but they're not usable.
Come on.
If I can say it, don't be offended. But that baby... Listen, from a productivity standpoint, that baby is useless. Good for nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
From a productivity standpoint. And listen, most of the body of Christ is lovable. But they're... I don't want to say it, you know what I mean? But... I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? They're lovable, but they're not usable. They contribute nothing. They contribute nothing. So the carnal person is really no different from the natural person. Remember, the natural man's not connected. The carnal person is connected to God, going to heaven when they die. And that's the only difference between them and the natural person. They're not able to receive of the things of God. They miss God's plan for their life. Amen. They don't contribute. They're like a baby. But in our day, in the last days, in the times of outpouring that we're in, that doesn't cut it. We don't need just a room full of babies. We don't need just, love you. But we want more than love you. We want to use you.
Glory to God. Amen.
Which should be every Christian's desire. Right? The Lord, God said to the prophet Isaiah, who can I send? Who can I send to do this? Who can I put my words in their mouth? And he said, here am I. Use me. Send me. And so Christians do like to pray that prayer. Oh God, use me. Oh God, use me. Lord, use me. And then at the church they say, well, here we can sign you up for. Come do this. Help with this. You can clean after the service. You can help clean the church. And then they say, I just feel like they're using me. Down at that church, they're just using me. What did you pray? What did you pray? Use me. No, not like that. I mean to raise somebody up out of... Come on. Carnal. Carnal. Come. We get the word. How many... do you guys like Mexican food?
Yes.
How many have ever had some carne asada? Carne. Carne is the word for meat. Meat. And I can't get into it because time doesn't permit right now. But, you know, there's part of your nature. Even if you're born again, your spirit, your inner man has been recreated. But you still have the nature of this that we call flesh, meat, flesh. And, you know, the flesh can be stronger with a lot. The carnal Christian is one whose flesh is in control.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And then your spirit is just like this little weak thing.
Yeah.
So you have your spirit, the nature of your spirit. You have your body that has that flesh nature. And then you have your soul. Well, your soul is your thoughts and your feelings. And your soul can go, your soul will gravitate towards whichever of those natures is stronger. If your flesh is stronger, your soul, your thoughts will become flesh thoughts. And if you're a flesh-ruled Christian, then your mind will be on the throne of your life. Amen. Flesh-ruled, mental, that means carnal. Flesh means meat. If you're carnal, you're a meathead.
Yes.
If you're carnal, you're a meathead.
Yes.
I'm not calling nobody names. Just saying. But you know the flesh ruled Christian. We've all been there. The flesh has its desires. The flesh wants what it wants. And, you know, all of us need to eat something. But you don't need to eat what, like, all that your flesh would want to do. And so just let everyone look straight ahead like you don't know what I'm talking about. Your flesh will say that piece of pie was good, but we want the rest of it. We want just the rest of the dish, the rest of the pie. Right now, we want the rest of it. And if your flesh ruled, something over here, your spirit man will say, you know, really, you shouldn't. And your flesh will say, shut up. We have in our pie. That's right. And your mind will say, yes, we need that pie. We need that pie. And you will eat that pie. Yes. If you're spiritual, that means your spirit is developed. Yes, and your spirit is exercised and your spirit is stronger. And you've crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. And if you're a spiritual person, your flesh is crucified, but it doesn't like to believe it's crucified. Or is that just me?
No.
And your flesh will say, that piece of pie was good. I want more. I want the rest of it. And if you're spiritual, your spirit will say, shut up. You don't eat more than one piece of pie. Who do you think you are? And your flesh will say, okay, I just thought I'd ask.
That's good, brother. Amen.
Spiritual.
Yes.
Carnal.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Amen.
So if we want to be not just lovable, but usable, if you want to receive of the things that God has that eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, neither has entered into the heart of man. If you want that hidden wisdom from the one who examines the depths of God, you got to do what it takes to spiritually develop. You got to become a spiritual man, because we need you not just present, but we need you present and spiritual. And tonight we're going to give you some real practical help to get you there.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. But I think we're going to unhook for right now, because I think I've taken enough of the time this morning. But how many you're gonna be a spiritual? Huh? One piece of pie. Come on, one piece of pie. Not the whole thing.
Amen.
That's, of course, just one area of that truth. Glory to God. Can somebody shout praise the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Good pastors.
My Lord. Praise the Lord. Every pastor is praying and preaching and teaching and believing for a spiritual church. Because a lot of people I love, but they're useless. Are you useless? Well, don't say that if you're carnal, because you are useless. But you can change. You can become a spiritual person. Notice how many people were quick to say no? But if you're acting like a baby that's lovable and cute and cuddly, but doesn't do anything, doesn't bring a supply, doesn't bring your tithe, doesn't bring ministry of helps, doesn't bring a prayer support, doesn't come Sunday nights because you want to watch your favorite show on television. No, I'm just talking to you. Let him be nice. We play bad cop, good cop. No, a carnal person does what the flesh wants. The flesh doesn't want to get dressed up again and come back to church. The flesh wants to watch TV. But the spirit says, I want to be under the word. Hallelujah. Masterful. Masterful.